Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's Jersey and we got some wedding planning, and we also have a little situation with Ronnie. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Jersey Shore Family Vacation here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's Jersey.
We are here with my amazing co-host, DJ,
what up,
Mandy,
everyone?
And Benny.
What's up?
And I'm Justine, and I'm so excited to be here again on Jersey this week, every single week. Never,
yes.
Don't miss us, which I know you won't because everybody's obsessed with the Jersey Shore, just like we are.
Yes.
So we had, what were your guys' overall thoughts of this episode?
Ronnie's a pity party.
It was a Ronnie show, definitely, this
Ronnie
episode.
Show.
Ronnie show, hands down. Pity party, hands down.
This was supposed to be about Mike and Lawrence,
right.
But it always ends up being about Ron.
It was a good episode, though.
It really did. No, it was a great episode. So don't go anywhere, because on this after show today, we're obviously going to be breaking down this crazy episode. And we also have our special segment at the end, which is our Spiral Squad. So we will vote on who we think spiraled the most in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we all have
ideas. It's not going to be a hard question.
Right. We all know. These will be all unanimous.
It's okay. But just stay tuned because we got a lot to talk about. So Ronnie is obviously always the head, like, or the head of the joke. I don't know if that even makes any sense.
Butt of the joke, like he says.
Yeah, the butt of the joke.
Head and bun.
He always says that. The episode starts off with him really creepy on the porch where he's like rocking back and forth, and it makes it seem like he's been out there for an entire day. They all go to breakfast and everyone was just talking about him. And I have some quotes just because everyone was talking about him, and they said, Angelina was like, don't throw stones at glass houses because no one's perfect. I felt like she was sympathetic to Ronnie more than everybody else. Everybody else seemed to be going off about him, saying he's miserable. If you have something to say, Ronnie was like in the confessionals, if you have something to say, say it. Same for me. With this whole situation, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this scene and what you guys thought about it. So if you want to start off.
Yeah, I mean, Ronnie obviously didn't want to talk about it at the time. Everybody kept on asking him what's wrong, because, you know, they care. At the end of the day, they care about Ronnie. They, like they say all the time, he's family, and as if any family member would also want to know what's going on. But, you know, he just didn't want to talk about it. He's like, oh, I'm just tired. I can't just have a moment of silence to myself. He just kept on trying to, like, brush it off like he didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly something was wrong. So, yeah, I was just like, oh, Ron, just let it out already. Just communicate. Just say something.
I think he was trying to get the courage and trying to figure out the words of what he was going to say.
Yeah.
So I think he was, like, trying to gather his thoughts.
Yeah.
But, like, when you, like, are in solitude like that and you choose to be, like, he was vying for attention. He wanted attention.
Yeah.
Really?
It's so true.
I never thought about that. I think it's just, it's hard for some people to open up about their situation.
But not on social media. Apparently.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was literally, because it struck me. He's putting all this stuff on social media. So I kind of have to take back what I just said because.
It's confusing.
It's okay, Benny.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No,
we're all confused.
It's actually confusing because I was going to go around and ask you guys specific questions, and I'm like, I really can't because it's like, it's the same thing. So, like, are you on Ronnie's side with this? Are you on everyone else's side? And I think throughout the whole show, like, I did see little things that he said. I was like, okay, I kind of see what he's saying.
Right. But then he would, like, come right back with a follow-up, and you're like, what? Okay, you're digging a hole, buddy.
And the rest of them, like, yeah, I think I'm more not on his side, even though some things he says I do understand. I do think he is the butt of the joke, but he puts himself there, and we're gonna get into that later because Jay Wow talks about
and
that
Dina,
a little bit.
And
yeah,
Dina
they
and
talk
Polly.
About it, so we'll get into that when that whole conversation comes up. But I don't know. I just think it's starting to become the Ronnie show. I don't know what you guys think.
It's weird because I feel like, obviously, as we all feel, every week it's something different. Like, I'm on Ronnie's side and then I'm not. Yeah. And then, but, you know, Ronnie does have his faults. He does have his wrongs. And that's, well, obviously, we're going to be talking about that more, how the roommates pointed those out, because he brought it on to himself. But at the same time, I feel this is where communication really seriously needs to come in, like proper communication. I don't know. I mean, we'll get into that later, but I don't know what Ronnie was saying. I was like, what? Like, Polly, I was like, well, what? but yeah, the roommates are also right, too, because they've repeatedly told him, you know, leave this girl, don't do this, right. don't do that. He doesn't take anybody's advice, and he still does his own thing.
I feel like we're all guilty of that, though. We don't take other people's advice. We until we're ready to do something, that's when we're going to do it.
He's on, like, extra 10. Like, he's past. Yeah.
Well, like you guys said, even if Ronnie does open up to them and tells them his problem, it's still not gonna fix anything unless he decides to listen to them, because right. they're gonna say the exact same thing. They're gonna say, you need to leave this girl.
And they're not gonna wanna be part of his life.
Right, exactly. And then they're gonna get more upset because they're going out of their way to give him advice and he's not even taking it.
Mm-hmm. And so, maybe he should follow JWoww's, you know, actions too by not putting things on social media.
Yeah. Right.
Because that also makes a difference too.
The social media thing does make a huge difference. Do you guys think that he's, like you were saying, vying for attention?
Yes, he wants attention, but then when they ask him, are you okay? Are you, he's like, I'm fine. You know, it's like when he wants to talk about it. Again, I think that he was trying to gather the courage, and I think he was trying to gather the right words to talk to them. It takes a lot to come out and stick up for yourself and say, it really does. Like, when you haven't been doing it for a while, you feel like you're getting picked on. Like, you feel scared to say something. But that's what I got from it.
No, and do you guys also think that do you want to see a comeback the way Situation did?
Because I
couldn't imagine Mike having a comeback, and that's how I'm feeling about Ronnie. I can't imagine him getting out of this.
I honestly said Ronnie is being childish. He's on his phone and he wants attention, and I agree with Angelina. That's literally what I wrote. I think that Ronnie needs some serious fixing with himself. I think he needs to take some time off, and I think he needs to get himself together, not worry about a girlfriend, not worry about Jersey Shore, fix himself and come back, because he has potential to be something. You know, he's a good-looking guy. He is. He's a good-looking guy. He works out, whatever, but his focus is on he's mentally in trouble.
Ronnie needs more self-respect.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Self-love, self-respect. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes both ways.
Like, really,
he shouldn't be putting up with this physical abuse in the relationship.
But he
shouldn't be. And that's the problem. That's the situation that he's in, no pun intended.
Right, but, you know, it's easy to say that when you're not in the situation. Yeah. No, what's up with the situation? Everybody take a drink. Situation. You know what I mean? No, but why do we keep like stuck on that word?
Well, and it's also very addicting. Like, this business that he's in, it's addicting. Like, reality TV, you know, it's hard to step away when they keep on giving you offers to come back and do more. And I'm sure the money isn't bad.
But health should always come first.
Right, but it sometimes gives you, like, a blind
eye. But it's making him worse.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All this show and it's making it worse for him. It's not helping him. It's hindering him.
Yeah.
Well, continuing the Ronnie show, because that's literally what this episode was. The boys, they all go to get their tux fitted, and they had no idea if Ronnie was, like, even going to show up. He shows up, he feels better. I feel like one day he's really happy, one day he's not. He's like, hey, guys, and the next day he's mad at them. Whatever. And Mike wants them to do a choreographed
dance. There you go.
God, why can't I not pronounce that today? How funny was this episode? I think this is probably one of my favorite scenes of the entire episode.
He's like, I look like Austin Power. And they're like, you look like Austin Power. He's like, I look like Prince. Like, that thing was...
I know, that was hilarious. Austin Powers and Prince at ruffles around his...
They couldn't figure out a dance. The boys could not figure out a dance.
I want to literally, like, just try that dance and just see if...
Dude, I'll kill it. Those guys had no rhythm. If you put them all together, they still didn't have rhythm for one person. Honestly, and Mike looks like a little boy trapped in a man's body.
Yeah, I will say...
He really does.
I will say he was a couple steps behind. He was a couple steps behind.
I'd be the same way.
Vinny was like breathing through his nose. He was kind of getting a little pale.
And you know, it's surprising because Mike was on Dancing with the Stars. Like, you would have
thought that you could dance.
They want to see him fall on his face and, you know, create a little situation on the dance floor.
Paulie's face when he was dancing too, he's like,
yeah, they all have these weird dance faces.
Good job, though.
Paulie did a good job. Paulie was the best.
Question: if you could choose one person to dance with, and everyone in the comments, I want to know what you think.
You guys
too.
Already know my answer.
Paulie, hello.
You already know my answer.
If I could choose one person off the Jersey Shore,
the guys. It could be a bro dance. A bro dance.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be like a
Vinny. I pick Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Could he show him up?
I'll give Vinny. He's dedicated.
He seemed like he would take it seriously.
Well, Vinny was practicing by himself, literally.
Aww. He set up his whole room as a studio.
And that's why I picked
Bless
him.
Bless his heart.
And then he decided to call him, and Ronnie's number's disconnected. And then
Did Jen break his phone?
What I thought was so funny was the flashbacks. There were flashbacks of like Ronnie, like in caps, like Secaucus, his face, her running over him with a car. Like, it was just of this disaster.
It's like, it's almost like a episode of like Snapped or something.
Yeah.
And they wrote the true, like, in the captions or in the, what was it?
Confessional?
Like, no, online.
In the article.
On the article, it was saying like, I wrote here, the truth comes out. And then, like, Jen, hit him with a phone or something. And I just...
It's almost like...
It's just this... You couldn't make this shit up. Right. I'm sorry.
No, like, seriously.
You can't make up.
I can't wait. I hope we see her on the show.
Have you guys ever gotten punched in the face before?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I've gotten punched in the face.
I've never gotten punched in the face.
I got jumped by three girls at a club.
For what? No reason?
It's a long story, but one of my friends told the girl that she looked pregnant, so she started it, and I had to, like, stand and, like, be there for my friend. I literally got, like, mauled by three chicks, had, like, a lump on my forehead. Wow. You know, and I was so mad because I got hit in the face. I was like, I got hit!
What about you, mad?
Oh, my gosh.
No comment.
You have? Oh, I can't imagine you getting into a fight.
I know, right? Yeah, it was a very long time ago.
Wow. But then I'm like, I can see your biceps coming out a little bit, so I'm like, okay, maybe he can throw a punch.
I was a fighter.
I would just like, can we just talk this out, guys?
All right, well, on a less fighting, like a softer level, let's move on over to the girls, you know?
Because
girls are so, as we're talking about, like, softer
level. I'm like, I'm a fighter. What are you talking about?
I got beat up by girls. But, you know, let's just imagine that girls are not like that, right?
Okay.
So everybody they're getting together and they're, like, going wedding dress shopping. All the girls are together and they're just trying to figure out what they're going to wear. And they talk about how Ronnie, and I wrote here that he posted a picture on Instagram apologizing, lying for his friends, and it shows a picture of his face completely, like, bruised and stuff like that. And J-Wow wrote, he says he puts shit on social media, and she doesn't. And that's why they talk about, like, this is the same conversation that I feel like everyone's been having, but J-Wow does not put it on social media. She doesn't try to. He does, and that's why he is the butt of the jokes.
Yeah.
Feelings on that.
It gives them something to talk about. Yeah, you can't get mad for giving people to have topics to talk about.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's totally right. I agree, and I wish Ronnie would actually see that and kind of own up to that, because he keeps playing the victim. This is where I go back and forth. Like, I feel bad for him, but at the same time,
insane.
I don't. You know,
you can talk yourself into more trouble than you can talk yourself out of.
You know, you know how when people were on Facebook and they would sometimes, like, update their statuses about, like, something crazy going on in their life.
Stuff.
Yeah, I kind of look at it like that in Ronnie's situation, but more crazy. And so I feel like you just I feel like you just get caught up. He gets caught up in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I think
and that's when he starts posting all that stuff.
Like, I feel like he
wants attention.
He
when
does.
When people post that stuff on Facebook, they want attention. I think he wants attention.
Like, had a bad day, feeling sad.
But look,
what's wrong?
Look at the old Jersey Shore and look at the way him and Sam were and the way him
it's
and Jen...
Repeat.
it's like a repeat because, but the weird thing is, I mean, I don't know personally how Sammy was. They didn't show anything like that she did that was like too crazy. Jen really does seem like an issue. It seems like him and Jen are both the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it takes two to tango, honey. And like,
he went from like Sammy to like someone crazy, like someone that was like Sammy was like way more chill.
Or Ronnie's the problem. Has anybody thought of that? He's the common denominator in both.
Oh, he's definitely the problem. Yeah. But also Jen is like beating him. So like she has to be a part of the problem.
No. Yeah.
JWoww said it in season one of The Family Vacation. Ronnie has met his match with Jen. Yep. So
I found
a good match.
I found it really sad though when they showed the picture and like they were like, oh my god, he looks horrible. He looks like he has no teeth. He looks homeless.
It was so mean. Like you're literally talking about your friend and he's not even there.
Like,
no,
family.
Seriously, it was like they were going in. Like they don't have to go that far. Like, really.
And you know what's so funny? I was watching an interview and I saw and everyone's like, Ronnie's new teeth. But when I read the comments, I never saw anything about like, oh, him missing teeth. Until this episode, I'm like, wait, is that why he has those brand new veneers that are, have you seen them?
They're very white.
And they're literally so fake and they're veneers. And I was like,
at a certain point, they look scary and it literally changes your entire face.
But I had no idea that, like, until this episode, I was like, oh, that's why he has veneers. Did you guys know why he had veneers? Or did you even know he had them?
I didn't even know he had them. I gotta look at that again.
Yeah, so.
No, not in here. Not, it's on the, like, if you look at interviews with him now. This is not back then.
I first saw them when he was a guest on Double Shot at Love with Pauly D and Vinny, and everyone made like a comment on it because they were not used to his teeth.
It literally changes your entire face.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, it really does. Like, you look like a different person. It's scary sometimes.
I gotta check that out.
Well, Ronnie's always defending Jen as much as he doesn't defend her on social media.
Really,
he's defending her and basically is saying he doesn't know if he was telling Dina that he doesn't know if he wants to come because it's not fair, like, to Jen. Like, Jen's gonna feel made fun of and whatever is in his words he specifically said. That's where I start to not understand Ronnie. I start to feel sorry for him and then he says stupid shit
that. You choose to be a victim or a survivor. Period. And he keeps choosing.
I love that quote.
Amanda's here. You can literally choose to be a victim or a survivor and he's choosing to be a victim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, literally. Like, poor pity me, blah, blah, blah. Like, you ask your friends for help. You're not taking their advice, whatever. At a certain point, it comes down to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he want to... I feel like... I've been in bad relationships, like, years ago. You know what I mean? And it's hard to, like...
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? It's hard. It's really hard to say, like, oh, he should just leave. Like, you don't know until you're in it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, DJ?
Oh, well, I agree with both of you guys. I mean, I've never been in a relationship that bad or that toxic, but I could understand he knows the right thing to do.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he's so invested, like, feeling-wise.
The decision is very hard to...
Well,
and I feel like... And his excuse is his main excuse is he wants to stay for the sake of the baby.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
But it's making it worse for the child.
It is. And he doesn't see that. And that's what makes me more frustrated. Because at the end of the day, and everybody else, because Pauly says it too, at the end of the day, it's all about the kid's sanity and well-being. And
Benny, what are you thinking? Because I see Benny over there trying to say
something. Well, like going off of what you said, I think a lot of people make that mistake. They think that, oh, we have to stay together because we have a kid. But in reality, it might be the best idea for the kid to separate because the kid doesn't need to see all this chaos.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, from the age up until four, that's like the most crucial like learning part for children. Like they literally are mimicking everything they see from that age.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a more positive note, speaking about babies, Mike and Lauren's want to start trying to have a baby, which I was
going to jail.
So confused. Yeah, I was like, does she want to be pregnant while he's in jail? That's like your pregnancy is nine months. He's going for 8 months. Like, say that they get pregnant right away.
He's missing all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Were you guys confused by that?
Yeah, I was very confused. And I was like, they're not serious, right? Because he needs to be there while she's going through it. Like, 8 months, 9 months,
they're
like, he's going to be away.
Everything.
Like, as soon as he comes back, she's going to be going to the emergency room.
There's no rush.
Like, oh, crap.
And why are they even why are they planning for a baby while he'll be in jail? Like, literally.
Maybe they wanted... I'm trying to help the guy out.
Yeah, we're
trying to help the guy out. But no, I was going
to
say, like,
okay,
maybe
Benny,
they're... I'm not even going to say it because it's not going to make any sense. I can't.
Just make sense. Okay. So if it was you guys and you were Lauren's, would you? I feel like we're all going to say the same thing. Would you want to wait till he was?
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would not have a baby. Yes, I would wait.
Wait, yeah.
Like, you don't want to go through that, like, by yourself.
What woman would literally choose, like, that's crazy. That's nutso.
Yeah, you need him. You need him by your side.
And why would he want to, like, why is he encouraging it? He wants to miss? Like, that's, like, so magical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, the gender reveal? Like, he's going to miss that. Like, does he want to be there?
Well, I'm talking more about just being there for his wife.
Like, that too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Like, the party.
I know.
There's just, like, a lot of things so you got to be there for.
Well, and also we have the little ones. We have Snooki's daughter and JWoww's daughter, and they go over and they talk to them and basically ask, do you want to be the flower girls? I thought that was so cute, especially because, like, they're talking about a baby.
Snooki's little girl was like, punched the bear. I'm like, whoa, anger problem.
I know. And she's like, I watch, like, all their stuff, and she's usually not like, I was like, I feel like I know them. I'm like, wow, Sissy's acting like, really weird today.
She needs a nap. Yeah, she needs something to eat.
I'm like, she's acting so weird today because I, like, know her. It's scary. You think you know these people, but I thought that was the cutest thing, and, like, yeah, I think they maybe the way so that cute. They, like, edited the video, I think they did it on purpose. Like, let's get a baby, and then automatically let's go see the little ones. Like, it was really cute.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, what did you guys think about when Mike said, I wasn't even invited to Snooki and Jenny's wedding?
I was just thinking that in my head, but he even admitted, he's like, I wouldn't have wanted me there either. Like, he's so mature. It's like, what is this?
He knows he was a different person back then, and he understands that. And that shows, like you said, his maturity and how much he's changed.
Yeah, and it proves that people can change, I guess, but you have to want to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was beautiful. I totally forgot that he wasn't even invited to their weddings. And so when he mentioned that, and I'm just like, wow, what a turnaround. And you're inviting their kids to be flower girls.
And I thought that was so sweet. I loved like that, just that whole thing of like the whole action of him inviting them was just so, oh God, I love Mike, and I never thought I would ever freaking say that.
I feel like Ronnie is like the new Mike kind of.
Yeah.
Because it was, oh, you're right.
Dun, dun, dun.
You guys just had an epiphany. Your faces were like, yeah.
But you know what I'm thinking? I'm wondering, well, I mean, I guess it's obvious which one is the worst. I feel like Ronnie's the worst.
Though. I feel like Ronnie's worse than Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ronnie's, like, ruining people's lives.
And yeah, he's bringing other people
Mike
into
did,
it.
He's potentially ruining his kid's life.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Mike did, but Mike didn't have a kid. You were also a lot younger, and everyone was kind of, like, messing up. I don't know if I can
effing up like, at there's that really
right now, everyone's an adult with kids and, like, married, and or even if they're not an adult, and it's still going.
Oh my God, you guys. They're all in their 30s. Jersey Shore has more kids than Ronnie has teeth. What does that mean?
Oh, no.
Too soon.
No.
Too soon. You guys, I had
no.
It was great. That was freaking great.
You guys, I'm sorry, but I have jokes tonight. I'm here for 50 more minutes.
Mandy has
Hello. There it is.
Oh, we're getting in the Jersey Shore spirit. Well, going and moving on to some, like, speaking
I'm
of
hate
more.
Comments.
You'll be fine. It's true. Speaking of babies, I feel like we have so much baby stuff to talk about. Dina's baby shower? I'm so confused.
It was like a pizza party, slumber party.
That pizza did look good, though.
It got me hungry. Yeah. I'm going after.
Guys, if you ever tried Jersey, New York pizza, oh my God.
Is there,
so
hold on, is there a difference between Jersey pizza and New York pizza?
It said Brooklyn on the box, you guys. It's a Brooklyn
in,
pizza.
It's weird because
it's Brooklyn.
But it doesn't make sense because they're in Jersey, so I don't know why it says Brooklyn pizza.
They went to probably Brooklyn. They weren't in Jersey. They're probably filming in Brooklyn.
Maybe. I'm sure they both taste the same.
I don't know why they would lug Dina all the way to Brooklyn. There's places that literally have that.
For pizza, probably. She's pregnant.
You never know, I guess.
I guess New York pizza's
they
joke number eating, two.
So basically what I wrote down, no, I literally wrote down, eats pizza and talks shit about Ronnie. Like, that's literally what happened. Again.
I feel like all they do is talk about Ronnie. It's like,
because he's an easy topic.
It doesn't matter. Like, to a certain extent, though, like why are you wasting your baby shower and your trying on wedding? Like, why are you wasting all those moments talking about somebody else?
Because he's not.
Unless the show is pushing it. Talk about Ronnie.
I mean, they're all generally, worried. They're worried because he's not around. He didn't show up to the baby shower.
Yeah, but then they're all saying that they're done and they're over it.
And also, even worse, and Dina was upset about it when she got the gift and Ronnie didn't write a message. He was the only one that didn't write a message in that gift, that scrapbook.
That was kind of a low blow.
That was messed up.
Because they're family, you know, no matter what you're going through, like, just suck it up and, like, write something.
I don't think he even did it, like, maliciously. I think he's just, like, thinks about himself and is just like, here's pictures, there you go, Gina. Like, he didn't even think about it, which is not an excuse, but it's just like...
Everybody's different.
But he's always such... So
you
weird.
See how this drama is just affecting, like, literally, it's not only affecting him, but it literally is affecting every important person in his life.
Yeah.
Everyone. That's how toxic this relationship is. It's affecting me, for crying out loud. I'm not even cold.
Calm down, DJ. Take a rest.
But before going into Mike's rehearsal dinner, what did you guys think about all the gross shit they were talking about? Because the boys literally said, I wish I wasn't here.
You know what, honey? The boys need to hear it.
You know what?
The boys need to hear it.
I agree with that. Because I did not know. And I was paying attention so hard to that because I did not know any of that stuff.
I was literally focused
on what they were saying. It was very...
That's awesome. It was very educational.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I'll say, because I had no idea.
All the other guys were like...
No clue.
Horrifying.
It was interesting.
No, but they need to know what the women go through to pop out the baby.
It was just so funny when, who was it? Like, yeah, we were talking about, the girls were talking about their vajays when they were, oh, I hooked up with this guy, I did this, and now it's all baby stuff. Like, and it was like, just the way
blood.
We know the way that Polly and Vinny talk. It's just so funny. And mostly Polly, the way he was putting
it. I love it.
They were like this, and Mike, it was just like,
I love it so much.
He's like, what?
So yeah, moving on to Mike's rehearsal dinner. Ronnie shows up late like usual. And I thought it was a really awkward situation because they had to act normal when there was a big elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And we could all feel the tension.
Are you chilling?
Cut it with a knife.
Are you chilling? How you doing? You chilling?
It's chilling.
You chilling?
Chilling.
Chilling. Chilling.
I'm chilling. Killing.
So
okay,
awkward.
I literally put chilling. Are we in high school?
He said like, chillin' and killin'. I never heard that before.
Oh, really? I've heard that a lot. No, but I'm just like really? Like, that's what you're going to say? Like, oh, yeah, I'm chillin', I'm good. Like, what?
Yeah, it felt really, really strange to me that he would even say that. Like,
yes.
The fact that they were all standing there and just, like, looking around. Like, I even saw, like... Polly like do this like laugh. He's like, he didn't know what to say. It was so awkward.
It was so uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable. It's like, oh.
And then he literally lies and said that he doesn't want to just dance around on his free time, that they just gave him the dates, and Polly's like, he's literally lying, like this has been planned for a year.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting out of control with these lies.
Yeah, he's starting to like believe his own lies.
No,
it's
so weird.
It's making him look really, really bad.
So
it just
weird.
Should never be awkward with friends, you know? And they're like best friends. Like, why does it have to be awkward?
They're
just
family.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Agreed.
Well, after Mike decides to eat like the whole buffet, and they all have
the wrong food.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the wrong food.
Oh my god! And then he said he was like, "Oh, it's
like,
our food
he's
now."
Like, it's kind of funny, but
and also how funny was it? Well, also was funny was when Dina's husband, who was it? Was it a Chris? Situation that said, no, yeah, but did Mike say, I don't know if it was Mike that was like, yeah, Chris never talks, and he's like saying, you shouldn't have Ronnie, and then Nadina's like, don't talk about the things we talk about at home.
They were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
They're drinking.
They have that sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then before we move on into news, we're just going to finish up and talk about how they had another rehearsal at Vinny's. And this is the moment that Ronnie tells them how he really feels.
Kind of.
And I literally, all I have to say about this before I like ask you guys, when he finally told everyone how he felt, I was just so confused.
I was waiting for that moment when he, like, right before he was about to open his mouth and finally communicate.
I was like, yes!
I was like, no. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, Ronnie, just do it. Do it for us. Let's do it. And then I don't know what the hell was coming out of his mouth. I was like, wait, what? What are you saying? What is this?
Is this
he makes up lies
field?
To connect to them. He feels like he has to make up stories and lies to feel more connected to them.
Yeah, if you guys have quotes, read them out loud.
Cricket.
Because I was just like this watching the whole time. I was like trying to understand if you guys have quotes of what he said. I don't even have quotes of what he said.
I was like,
what?
I don't have quotes. That was one of my quotes.
When he first started out, it seemed like he was going in the right direction. Because he was saying, like, you know, he feels like he's being picked on, blah, 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 which is true.
Right.
He is getting picked, but he kept on going, and that's what was his downfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said, like, by being himself, he feels like he can't be himself. Like, none of it yeah. made, no. none of it made any sense. It was like a cuckoo nest. So like, what?
And here I am watching the TV. I'm just in my mind trying to defend him. So maybe they're just, maybe he's not being himself because they're not letting him be himself. And I'm like, Benny, just stop.
Ronnie needs to hire someone to, like, a professional to speak for him.
No, really.
I think that he just needs to, like.
He doesn't know how to communicate well.
Do you know how, like, Snooki and all parents, like, monitor their kids' Instagrams? He needs, like, someone to monitor his Instagram.
Yeah.
And his social media. Twitter.
People do that for them too. Like,
Ronnie, you really need that. We love you, Ronnie, but you need to hire.
But you know what? You know what? I did put bravo to Ronnie for communicating. Like that did take a lot. Like I'm glad that he really. And like Polly like went in and I loved it, and he made such a good point. Like Polly made valid points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loved everything he said.
Yeah, Paulie's always, I feel like, the most rational one. He's so rational. But, okay, guys, it is time to get into our news and gossip.
Yes. So not that much for, there we go.
News and gossip.
Not that much for this week's news and gossip, but we all know that Angelina gets in drama with a lot of the girls. Well, she's saying that she's still kind of on the outs with JWoww, and to expect some more drama between them in upcoming episodes.
Uh-oh.
So my whole thing is...
I see that happening.
I want some more less Ronnie. Let's move on to something else.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, like, they've known each other for so long. Like, don't you think you should, like, just bury the hatchet, be friends, you're older now.
We know Jenny and Angelina, come on.
Yeah.
They're both stubborn. True. And they don't want to admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is that all the news we got for this
week? That's it. That's
okay,
what we got.
So it is time for our special segment, and it is Spiral Squad.
Ooh.
This is like, I feel like, do we, let's all just say it the exact same time.
One, two, three. Ronnie!
Let us know in the comments out there if you guys agree that it's Ronnie. If there's someone else that you think spirals, tell us who and why. So maybe we need...
I have one. Go ahead.
Whoever was eating the wrong food at Mike.
Mike.
Also, but I have something else that we didn't talk about. Why wasn't Snooki at the hot mess table?
Oh yeah, you mentioned that. You said
she's
that.
She's like, I'm at the adult table. Everybody else is a hot mess. I'm like, why? Because you have your kid with you tonight. You decide not to. But then she told her kid, like, oh, let's put some apple juice in a wine glass.
Yeah.
I don't care if you were kidding or not. I don't think she was. I truly don't think she was kidding.
I could see her doing it, but I don't think she would, like, I feel like she said it, but I don't think she actually, like.
I see it.
Yeah, I see her doing it, too.
I see it.
Well, all right. Props for Snooki for getting. You know what? Something, actually, I know this has nothing to do with, like, this is just kind of random, but. Speaking of Snooki, I don't like how she, like, bashes her old self. Because your old self is how you got to where you are. She was like, do you know what a Snooki is? Like, oh, thank God. Like, I get what she means, but at the same time, like, Snooki made you. You have your Snooki shop. Like, I don't like when she does that. I don't know. I don't know if that's just me.
And that's how people fell in love with her. You know, people genuinely... I feel like people genuinely like her, you know? Because...
Did you not see the South Park episode?
I didn't.
Snooki, and she was like a little. You guys didn't see
that?
Yeah,
I saw that. She was a gremlin. Yeah, yeah.
A gremlin?
No, it was like she was like a little monster. Like Snooki, and she was not. It was not cute. They made fun of her. You guys remember how bad she got made fun of on Saturday Night Live?
Well, we love her regardless.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Great.
We love our Snooki. She's also part of the Spiral Squad. Not really tonight, but, you know, she's usually a part of that. So before we head out, let's just get into some predictions of what you guys think the rest of the season has to come. They've given us little snips, but not, like, full snips. So what do you think, Ben?
I feel like this wedding, like, I don't want this to happen, but I just feel like there's going to be some type of drama in the wedding.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
It's not a Jersey Shore wedding without some drama.
Exactly. So... It's definitely going to be interesting, and I think Ronnie's girl might be showing up soon. That'll be intense, to say the least.
I want that, but not at the wedding.
Because we saw it. We saw it last season. So who's to say she's not going to show up this season?
Mandy, what are you thinking? Some predictions.
I think that they're going to have some. Like, I agree with Benny, but I think they're going to have some sort of drama to where it's going to make drama to make it like Ronnie's going to be late and he's not going to show up and then he's going to come in last minute. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm bouncing off of that. Like, I think Ronnie's...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. All I'm saying is, yeah, because they showed him getting ready, like, with the other guys. So I think he shows up. But sorry,
he's oh, no, it's fine. He's just probably going to, like, yeah, kind of, like, make some sort of dramatic, like, you know, not showing up. Like, oh, but yeah, he's going to come in late. And also, I think he's probably going to, if Jen shows up, whether she shows up or not, she's still going to be a kind of a topic in a conversation. And that's probably going to affect Ronnie's mood.
Yeah.
And which will ultimately, yeah, kind of be a Debbie Downer to the wedding.
I just think Jen should be getting paid for as much as she has talked about. She's not in this show, but everybody knows her.
I would want a paycheck. I'm like, you don't talk about 20K?
20K?
No, she's talked 20K? About... no, think about how much Jen Farley, I believe that's her name. Like, no, yeah. that's
That's
J-Wow. But Jen, well, okay, you know what I'm saying. Jen, we all Ronnie's know Jen. Her. Yeah, everybody, like, knows what she looks like. We know who she is. Like, she's talked about every single episode. I feel like she's, like, a part of the cast. She should have an intro.
I know. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want to say thank you guys so much for always watching. Make sure you give us thumbs up on YouTube. 5 stars on iTunes. We love communicating with you guys. We love you guys in the live chat, watching every single week. We truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for continuing to make us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, thanks, thank guys. You, thank Sandy, you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, let us know where we can find you. DJ. Sorry, I know that is just like coming out.
Where can we find you, girl? Where are you going tonight? You guys can find me on social media, on Instagram at DJ_Bollier.
Hi guys, this is Amanda Terry. You can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I, and make sure you follow my events page that is coming up in October. It's October 6th. It's going to be called Epic LA, and the page is at Epic LA Official.
What's up, guys? I am Benny Adams, and you can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I'm Justine Devanna, who awkwardly tossed that to
That's
DJ.
Okay, get it,
that
was, Justine.
Yeah, I'm Justine Devanna. yeah, so thank you guys so much for watching. We love talking to you, reading comments, conversing with you, because Jersey Days are for everybody. So tune in next week, and we'll be going live. And until then, we'll see ya.
Bye, guys.
Frank's War Champion.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.